Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله we're here once again with our program The Legacy of Imam Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنه and in this program We're covering some of the actions which are from the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and those actions which are considered Husseini actions, which are considered actions which are of the people of truthfulness. And on the other hand, look at actions which we need to avoid, which are the actions of the wretched Yazid and the followers of Yazid, i.e. the actions of falsehood, the actions of people who are misled. So, a lot for us to learn here. Alhamdulillah, in our previous episode, we covered the concept of this constant battle between truth and falsehood. And the fact that we need to ensure that we are on the side of the truth. So, now, before we continue with the discussion though, as usual, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat. And salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, indeed the person to get instant relief from the horrors and accountability on the day of judgment, on the day of qiyamah, will be the one amongst you who would have recited salat abundantly upon me in the world. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, when we look at the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, and even though there are a lot of lessons to derive from there, but ultimately it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying firm upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent where nobody can shake you from that. Nobody from the creation can get in the way of you and your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No amount of wealth offered to you, no amount of luxury offered to you, nothing at all of this world, nothing at all can from the creation can get in your way of you being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly what we learn from the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Otherwise, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, he was being promised. He would be given everything that he wanted. He would be given all sorts of treasures, all sorts of wealth. Financially, there was a financial promise. There was a promise of status. There were promises from all sorts of angles. But what was at stake? It was that he gives his hand in the hand of Yazid, which would mean that the true essence and the true teachings of Islam, the true teachings of the true religion would not remain intact in their pure form. Because if a leader, a misled leader, like the wretched Yazid, if he was to take control, if he was to be considered and recognized as a person who is a righteous leader, who is a leader of the believers, then he would start to distort these teachings of Islam. So it was that obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love for the sake of Islam, that love for the religion of Islam, that led Sina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an to sacrifice his life, sacrifice the life of his family, his companions, but not to give his hand in the hand of Yazid, was his steadfastness. So there's about three, four things we've already heard and touched upon. steadfastness, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things and many more lessons that we take from this incident of Karbala and from the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. So, now that we look at this, for example, firstly, if we look at the glorious Qur'an, the Qur'an commands us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qur'an mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. So, O believers, obey Allah and the Messenger and those amongst you who have the power of command. Then if there is a dispute amongst you concerning any matter, refer it to Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for judgment. If you believe in Allah and the last day, this is better and its outcome is the best. Likewise, at another place in the Quran, in another ayah, we are commanded, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O believers, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. And do not let your deeds go in vain, go to waste. Do not nullify and destroy your deeds. And likewise, in the glorious Quran we find that those who obey the blessed Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, those who give their pledge of allegiance to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who gave their hand in the hand of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who gave their bay'ah to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, them pledging their allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is declared as allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran. So, in essence, obeying the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايُعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايُعُونَ اللَّهِ. Those who pledge allegiance to you, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they actually pledge allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. So Allah's hand, as it is befitting for Him, is above their hands. فَمَنْ نَكَتَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. So whoever breaches his covenant, he has breached his big covenant. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ. And whoever fulfills the covenant which he made with Allah. So, what is the reward? فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon him great reward, a great reward. Likewise, at many other places we can find, you know, we can see in the Quran, like, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if you obey the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you, then obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are messages that we get from the Quran. And this is what we're seeing from the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. This obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This steadfastness upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is the part of the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. So us as the followers, as the lovers of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, we need to ensure that we are acting upon these things. We are acting upon the blessed legacy. We're following the legacy. We're acting upon those deeds that are part of the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And then, so first aspect, the first thing that we're looking at is the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing was steadfastness. And we'll get on to that. But if we look at the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we ensure that we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many ways. Many ways, as in, essentially, anything that leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that leads to the pleasure of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be a good thing, would be a good deed. And anything that leads to the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the displeasure of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be a bad action, would be something that needs to be avoided. But if we open this up, we see firstly, for example, those things that are an obligation upon us, that are fard, For example, salah, zakah, sawm, etc. These are things that if somebody was to leave them, he would be a sinner and he would be punished. So these are the things that are obligations by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, fulfilling the rights of people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given us these teachings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has delivered what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. So these teachings of the rights of the people and the rights of the creation in general, rights of animals even, all of these are in essence, these are things that are the teachings of Sharia, which are commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this would also be the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now on the other hand, if we don't fulfill the rights of people, then in essence, what are we doing? We're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, we're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are two things to keep in mind. On the one hand, you have the acting upon the commands of Allah leads to the obedience of Allah. And on the other hand, it leads to the disobedience of Allah, not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we don't follow the commands of Allah. So likewise, it is a command of Allah to fulfill the rights of people. And some of these actions that we're mentioning right now, inshallah, we will mention them in detail in the upcoming episodes as well, because they are a great part of the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But right now we're looking at obedience in general. So the rights of the people. If we look at the lives of the blessed companions, radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, if we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, that sensitive nature when it comes to the rights of the people, to the extent that we find great companions like Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu an, who were so careful with regards to the rights of people, to the extent that I think it was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, who went to his slave. And at that point, at that time in particular, the slaves are treated like, almost like they're not humans. They have no rights. They're treated in a very rough manner. But at that point, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he says to his slave that, one day I had twisted your ear. So now, you twist my ear. And you take your revenge. Allahu Akbar. This is how sensitive these people were, because they realized that if we leave this world without having fulfilled the rights of people, or without having obtained forgiveness for those rights of people which we may have violated, then it is easier to have them forgiven in this world. It is easier to repay them in this world than to repay them in the hereafter. Because the currency of this world is what? If you owe somebody money, you pay him back in that currency that you need to pay him back with. But on the other hand, on the Day of Judgment, the currency are good deeds. So those rights are the people that we have not fulfilled in this world. On the Day of Judgment, we'll have to repay them with our good deeds. So these are the lessons from the blessed life of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, from the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that we need to take on board, fulfilling the rights of the people. This is one of the lessons. So those of us who are being lazy in any way, shape or form, and obviously we could go into detail with regards to each one of these acts in the light of the Quran and Hadith, but we want to cover, since we're covering the obedience of Allah. So we just want to cover various ways without going into too much detail. But we need to ensure that those of us who are lazy in fulfilling the rights of people, who constantly violate the rights of others, we need to ensure that we ask for forgiveness. And we make sure that we don't do this again in the future. We try to avoid this to the best of our ability. And if we do make a mistake, once again, seek forgiveness or repay those rights. So if we have stolen anybody's property, anybody's wealth, we must return it to the rightful owner. If we have hurt the feelings of another Muslim brother, hurt the feelings of another Muslim, we must ask for forgiveness. If we have degraded the status of another Muslim, if we have violated their rights in any way, shape or form, we need to be asking for forgiveness. If not, if we don't ask for forgiveness in this world, and that person, he is oppressed, but he cannot speak up, maybe he's weak. And we're using that to our advantage, that he can't stand up for himself, he can't stand up for his rights. And we're abusing that. Remember, on the day of judgment, this person who is seemingly weak right now, on that day, he will demand his rights. And you will not be able to pay back your rights on that day by means of money, by asking, okay, now can you forgive me? Except for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a reconciliation between these two people. But there are ahadith, there are narrations where we find that people, they will come with mountains of good deeds, but their good deeds will be given to those people whose rights they had violated. And this, such a person is considered, such a person is declared as a poor person. The person who came with a wealth of good deeds, but the rights of people he had violated, they took the good deeds. So this is a very important point for us to keep in mind. Likewise, those actions that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged. Because there are a couple of things. Firstly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not speak from himself. He speaks what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him. And secondly, obeying the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in essence, in reality, is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged, those sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly the sunan muakkada, the muakkada sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we act upon them. Likewise, even things that we consider small, but they're good deeds and they're obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to only verbal dhikr. That's a type of dhikr. That's a type of dhikr. But the dhikr of the heart, to ponder over the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then think about how much I am falling short in being grateful. The dhikr of the body parts, to keep them busy in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to save them from the disobedience of Allah. Do not use your hands to grab anything that is haram. Don't use your feet to walk towards anything that is haram. Don't use your eyes to look at anything that's haram. Don't use your ears to listen to anything that's haram. Don't use your tongue to say or utter anything that is haram. These are the rights as well, these body parts. This is using these body parts in the obedience of Allah, and in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, likewise, other things, other good deeds, like for example, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tasbih, istighfar, and commanding towards goodness, forbidding from evil, inviting other people towards goodness, a major duty upon us Muslims that are, unfortunately a lot of us have left. And once again, from the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, this is what we learn. The fact that Sina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an gave his life for the sake of goodness, for the sake of the truth, for the sake of Islam. But he forbade from evil practically by not giving his hand in the hand of Yazid. So this is something that we pick up from the legacy of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. This is something that leads to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is inviting people to his goodness, forbidding them from evil, making sure that we ourselves try to better ourselves, but at the same time invite others to his goodness, forbid them from evil. So some of these actions that are from the legacy of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an that we are discussing right now, that are also obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, the blessed life of Sina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an is full of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, acting upon those actions, is in reality the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So another thing, for example, sadaqah, giving charity, the blessed grandsons of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sina Imam Hassan radiallahu an, Sina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, they are known for their generosity. And the Ahlul Bayt in general, the blessed household of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are known in general. The blessed Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the blessed wives of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mothers of the believers, they're known for their generosity. They're known for their charitable nature. So us, as the followers of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, We need to ensure that we instill this within ourselves as well. Another act that we take from the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Another thing that we can take from the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that leads to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, is respect of a guest. And in fact, a giving to the poor and needy, and respecting a guest that comes, to the extent that we find even from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person would come, he would borrow things, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he was granted the keys, all the treasures of the earth, he did not accumulate anything. He did not keep anything. His simplistic lifestyle was by choice. He could have lived a luxurious lifestyle, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to live a simplistic lifestyle. Chose to live a lifestyle in which there was hardship. So when a guest would come, he would keep things as a deposit with someone else and borrow things from them, which he would need to repay back later in order to serve the guest. We find in the life of Sina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and likewise Sina Sayyidina Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, that they're fasting. And the day comes to an end, the small amount of bread that is prepared, a beggar comes, it is given to the beggar. And this happens on the second day, third day, where the poor and the needy, this charitable nature, and respecting and looking after the poor and the needy. And with us, why is it that sometimes our relatives, our loved ones, our close people that are close to us, they're undergoing difficulty, they're undergoing problems, they're undergoing a lot of issues, and yet we're unaware of them. And if we can even financially support them, we shy away from that. Even if we cannot financially support them, at least emotionally support them. So these are just some of the actions that we've looked at from the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that lead to the obedience of Allah. And the big message that we were trying to cover today was Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, what do we learn from his blessed life? We learn the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we need to instill within ourselves. And then after that comes the istiqama, the steadfastness. Like Sina Imam Hussein radiallahu an, staying steadfast despite all of these hardships. And we find the teachings of steadfastness directly from the ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he said, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most loved actions in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are regular, that are consistent. Even if they're small, even if the action is small, but it's consistent. Consistency and steadfastness. And then it is relayed regarding Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that وَكَانَتْ عَائِشَ إِذَا عَمِلَتِ الْعَمَلِ لَزِمَتْهُ. When she would carry out any action, she would ensure that she remains consistent and steadfast upon that action. In fact, we find by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would prohibit and forbid his companions from breaking a routine of actions. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu an, he says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Abdullah, la takum bimithli fulan, kana yaqumu al-layl fataraka qiyam al-layl. That, oh Abdullah, don't be like so and so. He used to stand in worship at night, but now he has left that. Allahu Akbar. So this is what we learn from the blessed legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and steadfastness. And we've looked at just some ways of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now it is up to us to take this on board and act upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do so. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Hussein is from me and I.